To public libraries everywhere, and to those who support them. Prologue. 6 weeks ago. Bryden Frost is running late. She has to pick up her daughter, Clara, from daycare within the next few minutes, or she will get a reprimand and a lateness fee. She doesn't care about the fee. It's the reprimand she wants to avoid. She knows to expect traffic at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday in late January in Albany, New York, a city of about 100,000. But today it's worse than usual. It's stop and start. She glances down at her cell phone in the coffee cup holder to her right, anxious that it will light up with a call from the daycare. Or a text. Why did they text her when they must know she's in the car on her way? She fumes behind a large truck that blocks her view so that she can't see what's going on ahead. What the hell is the problem? She thinks of adorable little Clara, the light of her life, waiting for her at the daycare. Is she the only one left? No, she can't be. Some kids and staff stay later, kids whose parents work longer hours. At 3, is she old enough to realize her mother is late to pick her up? To feel sad? Forgotten? Have they put her in her little pink corduroy jacket already? And is her little heart falling as all the other children are swooped into eager arms? Or is she distracted by some kind childcare worker? Hilda, perhaps, who is so caring and adept at addressing any potential hurts before they happen. That woman is worth her weight in gold. But if it's Sandy, she will be looking at her phone, thinking about her own plans, not caring about Clara's feelings. And Clara is such a sensitive thing, her little orchid child. For fuck's sake, Bryden mutters in exasperation at the delay. It's now 5:04 p.m., and she was meant to pick up Clara by 5. She should ask if she can work from home more. It would make things easier. Traffic begins to move again, and she spots an opening to her right. She nips in quickly, hoping to get out from behind the tall truck and to make up time. An intersection is just ahead of her, and she prays the light won't turn red before she gets through. There's a sleek, black Tesla in front of her. She hears the ping of a text and automatically glances down at her phone. She sees the name Dandelion Daycare, and then she is thrown forward against her seatbelt, assaulted by a horrific screeching noise. She feels the crash, the shock of it, the extraordinary sound of it, even at only 20 miles per hour. She looks up in disbelief and realizes that she has plowed into the Tesla in front of her, which has come to a halt in front of a yellow light that turns red as she looks ahead of her. Fuck! She sits there for a moment, dazed, both hands on the steering wheel, staring straight ahead, telling herself, surely it can't be that bad. The airbags haven't deployed, and it probably sounded and felt worse than it was. Her heart is racing, and she realizes her breathing has become quite shallow and quick. The person she hit is driving a fancy car, just her luck, and as she hesitates, she sees a tall man in a dark suit under an open wool coat get slowly out of the Tesla and close his door. He looks toward her, and his eyes meet hers behind her windshield. Then he walks slowly toward the back of his car, toward her. Fuck, fuck, fuck. She can't tell yet if he's angry or not. What strikes her most as he approaches is how good-looking he is, like a character in a film. She scrambles awkwardly out of her own car, an older Volvo built like a tank. It's probably crumpled the entire back end of that Tesla. She narrowly avoids getting hit by a passing car while she does it, as the traffic has now started to move forward again. They're holding up the cars behind them in the busy intersection. She takes a deep breath and faces him. He doesn't look angry. He looks civil, like he's prepared to be reasonable. Thank God.